How do you listen to your body to heal from the past? Hey everyone, it's the Cope and Chill Podcast, your place for practical approaches to self-care and self-healing for better emotional and mental health and well-being. And I'm your host, Ron Martin. I have some exciting news for you. Coming very soon, I will be producing a weekly meditation, and you'll be able to listen to a new meditation each week through this podcast and on YouTube. The focus of these new meditations will be on healing, whether it be addressing anxiety or self-doubt or shame, things that hold you back, or things that propel you forward, like growing your personal confidence, self-compassion, or joy. So I'm very excited to bring this to you soon. In addition, I will be publishing PDF summaries of each interview that you can download via our Facebook page, the Cope and Chill Podcast, or through our website, copeandchill.com. And as always, you can continue to listen to us wherever you can find podcasts, or see us on YouTube at Cope and Chill, or check us out on Instagram, or on our Facebook page, the Cope and Chill Podcast. But wherever you're joining us from, I thank you for taking the time to be with us. And please subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment, and or like us wherever you're listening to us from. It helps the show grow and it helps us get better. So how do you listen to the body to heal from the past? In the past, we've talked a bit about becoming aware of what your body is telling you, becoming aware of how the different sensations and feelings show up in our bodies, and how we can work with that information to help us make major life decisions. We've even touched on how our past traumas can show up in our lives to sabotage us and keep us from getting where we want to be in life, and how tuning into the sensations and feelings in our bodies can help us navigate those difficult feelings and open up new directions for our lives. Well, today, we're going to explore that theme even more, but we're going to do it in a different way. We're going to examine a different approach. In this episode, we will stay with some of what we've learned about how our bodies talk to us, but we are also going to connect it to past traumas and how we talk to ourselves. But when we talk about self-talk, we're not going to spend a lot of time going over the negative self-talk that so many of us are aware of and engage in. You know, that language where we criticize ourselves, put ourselves down, judge and doubt ourselves. Instead, today we're going to talk about loving, reaffirming, compassionate, and forgiving language we can use to help ourselves heal. We are going to use that self-talk to help ourselves heal our fears, anger, and other emotional pain that shows up or is trapped in our bodies. The approach we'll explore today is a very distinct and unique approach that differs from what we've done before. And so I ask that you maintain an open mind. I think another thing that is special or unique about today's episode is that it's interactive. You can play along with some of the brief but effective exercises that will be shared. And you'll hear me do them as well. The only thing I ask is that you, if you're wanting to try them out, that you are someplace quiet and not driving or distracted in any way. And with that, let me introduce Brian Johnson. Brian specializes in helping people get back on track and achieve their goals. Although today's focus is not on food and diet, Brian has applied much of what we'll talk about today in his coaching practice to help others achieve their weight loss and health-related goals. He knows what it's like to put on 60 pounds on 3 different occasions, and the struggle to take it off. He knows all about drowning life's pain and emotions with cupcakes and pizza. As an emotional eater, He can relate to those moments when nothing but the things he shouldn't eat seem like just the thing to make himself feel better. Like many of you and me, he's had ups and downs and struggles. Brian helps people overcome their struggles and achieve their goals by arming them with the right knowledge and accountability that helps them gain the right focus. It's not about transformation for Brian. While this is nice, transformation can be daunting. He prefers simple one-degree shifts that anyone or any business can use immediately to shift focus. He gives them the tools, daily accountability, and support they require to help them transition into behaviors that will get them where they desire to be. I've personally spoken with Brian a couple of times now and can tell you that I found him to be engaging, inspiring, and passionate. I found myself enthralled by what he had to say each time. I think he's a great listener, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to him as much as I have. But, and I warn you, he does say a lot. So you may want to grab a pen and a notepad or prepare to listen to this podcast episode a couple of times. Don't say I didn't warn you. Thank you once again for listening to the Cope and Chill podcast. And now, here's my interview with Brian Johnson. Hey everyone, welcome to the Cope and Chill podcast. Today I have Brian Johnson. Brian, when we met before, you talked a bit about how the subconscious, our subconscious, communicates to us about our emotions through the language of the body. So when we talk about language of the body, we mean things like language patterns, itches, tightness, pains, etc. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I think the best place to start is understanding I started doing the health thing when I was 7, so I'm 45 now, so I got a few years wrapped up in being a nerd and figuring out like what it takes to eliminate suffering, really, and to help people thrive. And over the years, that has led me through different disciplines, nutrition, you know, body work, emotions, but then it led me into body language, which is understanding itches and scratches or when an issue shows up, why it shows up in a certain place, or why I go out of my life and I keep injuring my foot. There's information in that, right? So the value and the beauty of body language, number one, I've never seen it not work. That's a fact. I've never seen it not be exacting specifically on exactly what's going on, because wherever the thing shows up is your body telling you, hey, you know, we got to spill on aisle 13, however you want to look at it, right? So the thing's going to show up in that location. So the value of body language is it's priceless.
So, so when you say show up in that location, so you're talking about like maybe like a tightness in the chest or tightness in the shoulders or things like that?
A broken elbow. I'll give you an example, okay? So for those of you who are listening, I have totally blown out a piece of my bicep. So a piece of it is up here somewhere, right? I still have part of it down there, and you can see this one, it's still there. Okay. I say that because I created 2 car wrecks, blown out bicep, blown out inside left groin. These are all left side issues. Okay. The importance of, and the learning here is this, is that things don't just show up ever. You create it. I created. The faster you can be okay with that idea, the faster you can move forward effectively versus being a victim and like, I didn't do that. You did. You're just unaware of it. And I'm just going to tell you that because I love you. Okay. So what happens is this is the reason why I injured these areas is because these areas reflect emotional states on the body, right? Bicep is stomach, which is grief. When I blew my arm out, I had grief and anger about my relationship because I had something going on for 3 days that I was really hot about that I didn't change. And it was occupying my real estate in my brain. Doom. And I was getting hotter and more frustrated and more frustrated. And all of a sudden, I'm out punching on my punching bag in my garage by myself. And I end up rolling my bicep up my arm, and I knew exactly what happened, exactly what was up, but just wasn't anticipating that experience in itself, right? But then that's one experience. I have 2-3 other experiences where I've created 2 car wrecks because here's the point, okay? Life doesn't give us what we want. Life gives us who we are being, which means if I have a lot of stuff going on, is what I call it, and I'm unaware of it, and I'm walking around in a cloud of stuff that I'm creating, thinking, and feeling, guess what? Every feeling has a file, right? Every feeling has a file of other people, circumstances, situations, and events that match how I feel or who I'm being. Okay. Important to know that because I wasn't driving down the road going, I hope I get in the car and hope I get in the car. Like, no, but I was driving down the road going, frustrated and all that. And all of a sudden, boom, car. I'm like, well, you can imagine how I felt was exactly how I felt before I hit the car. I just, at that point in time, I'm like, all right. And I gave it up, did my forgiveness work, cleaned it up because I knew instantly that who I was being is what brought that on.
So we're attracting our circumstances through our mental and emotional state.
100% through our feeling state, which is
Through our
most
feeling
important.
state.
Because this is the part. Because if I could think about something and not create a feeling about it, I can stay in neutral. But as soon as I start thinking about something, creating feelings about it, that's a whole nother situation. Here's an example too. Let's say you're talking with someone, friend, wife, coworker, employee, right? And you're like, how can I be present without getting involved in it, right? So here's what you do. You pay attention to your solar plexus. When you're talking to someone, if you start getting tight here, that means you're taking on their stuff. So if I can stay relaxed here, I'm not bringing all that stuff into my experience. And family, look, we are swimming in a sea of people's stuff all over. It's impossible to get out of it. We are all one. Faster you can realize that, no matter what your nationality or that's all horseshit, really. We're all one being, right? So the better that I can understand who I'm being, the better I can help you. And if I'm judging you, I'm really judging me. So the faster I can vote your victory and vote mine, the faster we can help everyone out. So the value of body language is going to confirm what I'm thinking. If I'm choosing to move forward effectively and efficiently, my body's going to give me some data or some code to confirm that or not. Example, let's say that we're using new statements, right? Well, and we did this last time, Ron. When we're using new statements, our head is going to say yes or no instantly. Before you even get the statement out, often our inner genius is just that. It's an inner genius. Like most people have no idea that every time they're doing this or they have a symptom or a thing that shows up, like that's emotional information, family. The
And
faster
so
you go ahead.
just for the people who are listening, what you were doing is you're kind of rubbing your eyebrow, is you right? You're doing these little sort of gestures with your hands that people may do unconsciously and not realize that they're doing it. But it's a form of communication.
100%. Now check this out. This is where it gets a little spooky, okay, in a good way, right? So 7% of communication is from words, and you can look at every spiritual teaching worth its salt, and the word is the word, right? It's like the word is the power of life and death. I agree with that 100%. Here's another layer to that. So you have 7% words, you have 38% tonality, what I say, how I say it, right? And then we have 55% is body language. Other than spoken. So, what does that mean? Well, that means that 93% of our linguistical communication is other than verbal. It's other than words. It's sounds and itches and stuff, which means if you don't know this, our English language is terrible, just in case you don't know. It's been designed by conscious, unconscious people, and they knew what they were doing because our language keeps us stuck. So, if you even
Well,
have any, go ahead.
so when you talk about the body language being most of our communication, just to help our listeners a bit, what we're talking about is when you're frustrated, you may have a frown on your face. When you're happy, you may have a smile on your face, right? Your body is speaking what you're consciously feeling inside. What you're feeling inside is reflected by your body, but you're also extending that to other things like if you've got some kind of a unresolved emotion, it may show up as some sort of pain or tightness or something in your body. Is that fair?
100%. And most people are unconscious to what they're thinking and feeling. So I would take the word conscious out and put the word unconscious in there because that's where most people are operating at. Because look, there's a reason why we have not been taught this stuff. Conscious beings on the planet who realize who they be is a problem for the powers that were. So if you understand this information, I'm no longer needing to be in your system because I can inner gauge myself and bring about my own victory and have confirmation of my own body, which is my own God expression, yours too. I use that information to rewire and recode areas where I'm out of balance. So I'll add a little more to what you just said. So that right there, that right scratch that you did, for those of you checking and watching, that was that left side run.
Left side, yep, scratching my nose. Yeah.
Right side is I will, left side is I can. Okay, so your index finger was the one that was used,
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
I can receive direction. Okay,
Okay.
code going on, and your body is just, and I'll give it to you now that we're talking about it. As these things are coming up, your body is talking to you to let you know. Your body's like, okay, I can receive that, right? Your higher self is, and here's what I'm really inviting you to be open-minded to receiving today and to move forward effectively. Is understand that every time you're doing something, your body is going to confirm or not confirm what you're doing and who you're being. This is how you can tell within seconds whether you're in alignment or whether you're out of alignment. And here's an example, okay? So we were talking, you mentioned about shoulders a little bit, right? So on my chart, for those of you just listening, I'll give this chart to you. For those of you who are participating visually, I'll show you this and I'll give you this chart for free so you can understand it. But what I would like to do, if you're not driving, you can, if you're looking at this, you can, but you can also just close your eyes and I'm going to walk you through these checkpoints on your body. Now, look, what I'm about to show you is what I call my ABRA product, my ABRA program, my abracadabra poof to create with words. Okay. The A is awareness. The first part about anything I'm sharing with you is we must be aware accurately and authentically on who we're being. Okay, so just say this, and me and Ron did this last time, so this would be good for our family chat here, right? He's laughing, smiling. Did it work?
It definitely helps. Absolutely.
It's quick, it's a value. Did we have to get into any uncomfortable conversation like he said, she said, none of that stuff?
No, we did not.
We did not. That's the value we're talking about because I see people in therapy for 30 or 40 years get really upset with me. I'm like, look. I have zero interest in talking about this for 30 or 40 years and charging you for it. That is a waste of your time and mine. Just give me 30 seconds to a minute, remain open-minded, and if I can solve it for you, are you open-minded? And then finally they're like, okay. And 30 seconds later, it's done. And like, I've been paying for this, I know, for 30 or 40 years. You don't have to do that, right? So this is what we're talking about today. I'm going to empower you with a simple skill set. So ABRA stands for awareness. I'm going to walk you through it in a second. B stands for breathe. Two R's, release, recode, and then appreciate and aligned action. Okay, so here's how it works. I'm driving down the road, realizing that I'm frustrated, irritated, or whatever. So here's what I do. I will say to myself, and I'm telling you exactly how to resolve any issue in your life. I'm going to do it with you live right now. This is the first entry. This is the first gate to connect with myself. It's very simple. I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. Now, for those of you listening, for those of you watching, my head says yes. So that means we're moving forward. Now, watch. Some of you guaranteed will get a no. It's just probability and mathematics, right? If you got to know, that's okay. Here's what you're going to say. You're going to say, I give myself permission to say yes to me. And you're going to watch your head. Because here's the point. You can try to mentally masturbate yourself into a certain state and it ain't going to work. If your body's like, not so much, trust it. Pay attention. It's the 93% of you that's running your entire show. And if you don't honor it, guess what? You're going to sabotage yourself. Every time. Most people have no idea that 93% of them is in opposition to what they're thinking and requesting, which is a
Why is
problem.
that? Why is that? And why do wh how does that show up?
There's a three. So, wah, no
Yeah.
stutters.
Well,
So,
yeah, but our audience doesn't know what that means.
I
You and I
know I'm
talked
about to
about that
tell them.
before.
I'm about to tell them. So, you just heard Ron go, wah, three times. That's sorrow, sadness, or grief. There's no judgment. That is code. That is his body saying, hey, I've got some sorrow, sadness, or grief, which I'll walk him through in a second. The point is, his body is saying that because I know how to catch it to help him catch it. Now, if you're out in public somewhere and you hear someone stuttering, bang, 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 bang. Count the number. The number is code. And on my chart, when you get it, and I'll show this to you in a second. When you hear a three stutter, so Ron, check in with yourself. Do you have any stuff in your throat?
Yes, I
Okay,
do.
so
I have tightness in my throat right now, and I've
perfect.
had throat problems health-wise.
Okay, so we'll clean it up in a second. But right now, what we're doing is we're becoming aware. That's the A in ABRA. So when I hear the three stutter, pop, 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 first three places I'm going to check, number one is my throat. And for those of you looking at my chart, I'll show you. So you have throat right here, which is sorrow or sadness. These little circles, for those of you just listening, if you imagine a circle about the size of maybe a half dollar, or like a racquetball on your throat, that little circle location is the physical location where you will have tension when sorrow or sadness is active. Example, think about a time in your past when you had a situation where you felt sad. Where did you feel it at? In your throat.
In my throat, yeah.
Okay? And it's instant. The value of this is priceless because what I'm showing you how to do in real time is get real clear and real accurate on exactly what your body is trying to tell you, not what you are thinking. Family, listen to me. Every time you're tracking with yourself, go into your body, not what you're thinking. You're going to start from underneath your chin and work your way down because your ego is always going to try to be right. And it's not always right. Your body, however, is always right. It is
Because your
always telling you the
because
truth.
your body is more directly connected to your subconscious. The conscious thought is not necessarily always in alignment with that, but your subconscious is always aligned with your
Our
body.
is divinely connected. That is our divine instrument. That is our divine temple. It is hardwired for truth. It is activating truth all the time as it's touching and scratching and itching. It's accessing information. Our job is to consciously decode the information and agree with it. And remember this, whenever you have an itch or scrape, a pain or symptom, a broken bone, any of that is really your blessing in disguise. Because once I can get the information and I can recode it, which we're going to do today, I can change it on the spot. Now look, I see things go away that ain't supposed to go away all the time. And once you understand the basics of this, you will do the same. It is very simple. Okay. So back in action. So if we hear a three stutter, pop, 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 that three stutter is going to show up in one of three places. It's going to show up in your throat. And I'll give you my chart. I'll give you the instructions on how to get this when we're done. So your throat, you also could show up. You got anything in your solar plexus, bro?
Not so much, a little higher.
Okay. So that we know fear is
The
active,
fear,
right? All
yeah.
right. So for those of you listening, just track, follow me. So you have your throat, right? If you have tension in your throat, and say this real quick, all of us, I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. That's important.
I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay.
Great. And his head is saying yes the whole time. That's important because that's telling you whether your body's like okay or no okay. If it's a no okay, it's okay. We just need to track it and change it. Okay. So that way we're communing effectively. Okay.
So that's the recoding part. Is that fair?
Close. Yes, it
Yeah,
is for sure.
okay.
It's definitely a gateway entry point, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people have made an unconscious choice that they didn't want to feel their feelings. Like, man, screw that. You know what I mean? They shut them off. Look, most people in experienced life have had traumas. The traumas are what's keeping people from processing and cleaning it up and
Yes.
getting the lesson
Yes.
and transmuting the energy. This is what I'm showing you how to do is get the energy of the issue and transmute it or flip it into its higher and more positive expression. This is what we're doing now, and we'll do it live with Ron too. Okay. So we know throat is active for Ron. We hear a three stutter, bang, bang, bang. When you see my chart, you're going to see a three in these little circles. Okay. That three is the stutter. Okay. So we have one area, throat. Ron also said he has tension in his chest right here, which is fear. Okay. The next place where you could have a three stutter or a three tension is going to be in your solar plexus. How about you got anything below your belly button, brother?
Yes,
Okay,
absolutely.
so we know sorrow and sadness is active throat. We also know that there's deep subconscious grief active below belly button. Now listen to me. Whenever you hear that three, even if it's not coming out of your yapper, if it's coming out of someone else's, pay attention. There is no someone else. That means when you hear it, you track exactly what I'm showing you how to do. Because listen, you're going to get what's called a double validation, which means when you hear that three stutter and then you track on your body, you're going to get, okay, I got something here and there. That's what I call a double validation, which means trust it. It's accurate. When you hear that stutter, trust it. It's accurate. Okay. Even if it's in someone else, right? So here we go. So we have awareness, we're scanning our body. So we have start the throat, walk you through it. So we have, if you have tension in your throat, that's sorrow or sadness for those of you just listening. Go down to your chest. That's where fear shows up when it's active. And we'll probably go through this one today because it's very common. And if I can help you process fear on the spot, your life's going to transform, guaranteed, because most people are stuck in fear. Scripture says, not a religious person, choose this day whom you shall serve, fear or faith. Most people have no idea they're stuck in fear because they don't know how to track it. It's a way of being for them. That is normal, but it's not normal. Okay. So this is what we're going to clean up today. So you have throat, sorrow, sadness, chest, fear, solar plexus is grief, and your stomach is fear. Again, you might feel like you're hungry, even though you already ate. Okay. Below your belly button is subconscious grief. And then on your back is anger. It could be, it doesn't matter. Like when you get my chart, you'll see this, but the basic part when you're talking about your back, just so you see it right here, all this circle right here. If you ever hear a five stutter, one, two, three, four, five, that's anger. That's back. Okay. One, two, three, four, fear. One, two, three, throat, solar plexus, or below your belly button. It's instant. Okay. Once you get this family, you're going to move at light speed, which means you could totally be in a conversation and processing your stuff and whoever's in front of you, and they have no idea what you're doing, and you're still fully present because your subconscious is rewiring all this while you're doing it. Possible. Okay. Not only possible, it's expected once you understand what I'm going to show you how to do. Okay. So we have the A in Abra. We scanned our body, which means anytime you're out of alignment, which means check this out. Anytime you're not having fun, you're not enthusiastic, and you're not at peace, call a timeout. Stop, because all you're doing is creating more unnecessary shenanigans in your life by how you feel. If you don't know that, guess what? Most people don't know that. And they continue, they continue, they continue. I wonder, why is life happening to me? Why do I keep having this person show up? It's because there's things going on that haven't been cleaned up. And this is what we're tracking. Okay. So we have awareness. Breathe. Listen to this. Throughout your day, and I have an alarm that goes off every 15 minutes. That alarm is for me to do exactly what I'm telling you to do, for me to track my state. If I'm not enthusiastic, I change it instantly. My outcome is simple. For me to be more enthusiastic before I go to sleep than I was when I rose up. And if I'm making these little baby micro tweaks all day long, it's inevitable. By lunchtime, I'm in my zone, which means I'm free smoothing the rest of the day. Okay. Takes a little time, but it's okay. Once you clean this stuff up, your body gets to the point. It's like, oh, I realize our human here is creating this state for us. Maybe our human here would like for us to start creating these chemicals to maintain these states or make it better. Indeed. Then what happens is your body will start to magnify or create its chemistry before you put the thoughts in. This is what we're doing is we're neurologically hardwiring new information. That means new chemicals. People who have stuck traumas and patterns, it's because those chemicals never got played out.
When you say
Look,
chemicals, what chemicals? You mean
let's,
the like the dopamine and certain like the feel good chemicals, hormones?
yeah, the chemicals like fear, for example, is a certain set of chemicals. Enthusiasm, certain set of chemicals. So our body is a chemistry set. This is why minerals is huge, family, because I'll tell you this real quick because this is important wisdom for you. So I fast a lot. And then when I'm fasting, I'll take minerals all day long because we are electrical beings. Most people are completely deficient in minerals, which means they're not going to have the electrical juice to make these changes. With more things going on solar flare wise and the earth ramping up, going through her own ascension process, minerals are huge for us to process that information. Because there's been people I've worked with that are in their 60s or 70s, completely pale white complected. When it starts trying to move through apathy, it's like moving through mud because they don't have the electrical juice to make the shift. Make sense? Battery. Okay. So we have awareness, breathe throughout the day. Track this. This is really important. It's probably one of the most things I can tell you because a lot of people don't even realize they're functioning in fear. And here's how you can tell whether you choose to pass go and collect your $200. It doesn't matter. This you can track while you're sitting on the toilet, driving on the road, on a meeting, whatever, right? So if you're breathing from your chest, which means your shoulders are going up and your stomach is not going out, that's going to tell you instantly, family, that you're stuck in fear. And
So
we're going to clean.
chest breathing equates to being stuck in fear,
That's
as opposed
correct.
to belly breathing.
100%. Now, what I'm going to do is here's the thing, people are like, Brian, how do I breathe from my belly? Well, your body already knows how to do it. Once I get you out of the stuck state you're in, your body's naturally going to do it. Most people have been in fear their experience. They had no idea, right? So once we clean these things up, your body is going to talk to you instantly, family, which means when I give you these new commands or codes and you use them, something's going to happen. You're going to feel something. You might notice a deep breath. You might notice some itches on your nose or some scratches. Or if you're a dude, you might notice your right foot moves forward like you're taking a step, which means I'm moving forward. If you're a lady, your left foot could move forward, which means I'm moving forward. Your body is going to confirm what you're doing. This is why this stuff is valuable, because you don't have to guess about it. You're going to know in seconds whether it worked, right?
What's funny is that, as you said, the right foot moves forward. My right foot was lifting up as you said that, and it was unconscious. I didn't even realize I was doing it until you said that.
So now here's the thing, brother. When you're being with yourself throughout the day, start tracking these things, because that's your body giving you information. And you might even say, oh, I give myself permission to move forward. Say that.
I give myself permission to move forward.
Now watch. Important. Your eyes went closed and your head kicked off and did a quick no. Go back and watch the tape, right? Mm-hmm. Important. No judgment. But I'm going to tell you this, because there's things going on. So let's test that again. I give myself permission to let it be okay that I'm not moving forward. Just say that.
I give myself permission to let it be okay that I'm not moving forward.
Right. And now I give myself permission to forgive myself.
I give myself permission to forgive myself.
And I recommit to loving me.
And I recommit to loving me.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
Okay, now you notice how forward went down. That's good. That means embodied. That means we're moving forward.
Okay.
So what, for those of you who did not see what's going on, for those of you who are listening, this is how ninja you can get. Because when you're giving yourself new commands, if someone's eyes close out, that means they go bye-bye for a moment. And it's that fast. If you don't track it, you're not going to catch it. Okay. Also too, notice when you go back and watch the tape for your own understanding, your head went bam and tilted off just at the end, because your inner ninja knows I'm going to catch it. So it's trying to be sneaky, because look, our ego's like, no, I don't want to do that. I got to take control. Got to keep control. I'm not going to be safe or secure. That's the whole thing going on. So we're managing our highest self, and our ego cannot connect. They do not know each other. But linguistically is what's, I'm using different language codes to get past my ego into my operating system, and then have confirmation by my body. It's like, yes. So that's why the permission is huge. I give myself permission all the time. As a high performer, my invitation to you is give yourself permission a lot. I give myself permission to forgive myself. I give myself permission to forgive my partner, my employees. I give myself permission to love myself again. I give myself permission to move forward with grace, peace, and ease. Whatever the thing is, I give myself permission will bypass my gatekeeper so I can communicate effectively.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So if you're tracking your breathing and you're breathing from your chest, that's okay. You need to know that. That means that right now you're in fight or flight or freeze. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's important. So here's what we're going to say real quick. And I'm going to give you a couple little ninja tricks to see if I can shift your breathing down. Okay. So again, I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. And I choose to make this fun and easy. Now, notice both of those commands went down versus up. I'm going to give you an example. Listen to the last part of this. I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. Okay. That's tonality. That's a question mark, not a statement.
Right.
Important.
Right.
So I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. That's grand slam. Okay. Okay. So when you're doing this with yourself, because really here's the point, unless you're working with me directly, you're going to be doing this by yourself. I'm teaching you self-mastery tools so you can be with yourself. You don't need to be around other people to do this stuff. And the cool part is this, if you have other people in your life creating issues, you can do your own work of them inside of you and watch them change without ever having a conversation about what you're doing. Fascinating. Okay. So we have, I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. And I choose to make this fun and easy. Often that's enough to get our breathing down to our stomach. Okay. Mm-hmm. So awareness, breathe. That's what we just did. Even if you don't do the ab repeats and you start tracking where you're breathing, that's a big deal. Because think about this. If you've invested a bunch of your life in fight or flight or freeze, or oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, that's the energy that's coming back to you in the form of other people, circumstances, situations, and events that match who you be. So when we can track that on the spot, even if we're in a meeting or driving out, we're like, oh, I'm breathing from my chest. What did Brian say? Bust out my little chart. Oh, I give myself permission to feel my feelings, and it's okay. and I choose to make this fun and easy. Bam, my breathing shifts. Yes, that way we know. Okay, awareness, breathe. First R is release. So since we're talking about fear, let's clean up fear real quick, okay? So here's what happens. This is the release part. All you say is, and when you have my chart, this will make more sense for you. So all I'm doing is I'm tracking the location. For those of you just listening, on my chart, we're tracking the location on your body where you have tension. That tension is equated to an emotion. That emotion is what you're going to use to do the release. So in this case, I give myself permission to feel my fear, and it's okay. Get it, Ron?
I give myself permission to feel my fear, and it's okay.
Great. That's all good. Did you feel clean on that one?
I am now, yes.
Yeah, your head was saying yes, and you didn't have any tweaks because I'm watching, right? A lot of times, if it looks like I'm not looking, I'm looking. I'm just letting your body relax and do its thing, because when people know, like, oh, my God, this guy knows body language. Does he know what I'm thinking? Does he know what I'm thinking? They want to sit on their hands. I'm like, look, I don't know what you're thinking. The job is for you to know what you're thinking. Yeah. Okay.
My body did relax. It took a few seconds, but it did. And it feels good now. Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes you might need to say it 3 or 4 times, and that's okay. So let me show you this little trick, because this will be good for our family too. So check this out, bro. Look straight ahead with your face.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it still. Remember your little eye trick where you look over your left shoulder?
Yeah.
So for those of you just listening, look straight ahead with your face. If you're driving, do not do this. Look straight ahead with your face. Keep it fixed. Mm-hmm. With your eyeballs only, look at your left shoulder. So for those of you watching, if I put my hand here, I'm looking over here. I'm following this line to my shoulder right here. Okay? So face straight here. I give myself permission. And listen to the tonality and listen to the cadence. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to slow it down to help you have, so that every couple of words will drop into your body and you will feel your body respond off the word. That's what we need. Remember, language is communication of the conscious mind. Feelings are communication of the subconscious mind.
Yes.
Conscious mind, 7%. Subconscious mind, 93%.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is showing you how to marry the two through linguistical codes and feelings that match to recode identities on the spot.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Eye trick. I give myself permission to feel my fear, and it's okay. Get it.
I give myself permission to feel my fear, and it's okay.
Good. Now, all that's going to do is when you do the eye trick, that's going to put you into your body, family. Because look, sometimes it might take a little bit of time for some of you because you might be out of rapport with yourself for a little while. That's okay. It took me a long time to get to where I'm at now.
Can I just tell you what just happened? So I did that and I felt my shoulders relax and I sighed. I just automatically sighed. And so that's just a feeling of relaxation just came over my body by doing that.
That spirit too breathing you. When that happens, when spirit is breath, there will be times when you're doing this stuff guaranteed where you'll be sitting there being with yourself and all of a sudden God, whatever your version of that, will take a mouthful of air and shove it down your face and your body goes. Like, I didn't do that. I did not do that. That's real-time feedback to let you know that your highest self is communing with you. That is spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's instant and it is the most fascinating stuff I've ever seen in my life. Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. Again, so we have awareness. That's what we're doing. We're tracking the chest part because that's what we're going to work on now. We have the B, which is breathe. Remember, if you're breathing from your chest, that means you're already in fight or flight or freeze. We got to get you into faith. So pushing your breathing down to your stomach, right? So we have awareness, breathe, release. That's what we just did. I give myself permission to feel my fear and it's okay. And Ron had a release.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to recode it because look, you cannot change anything until you pull the charge off of it. You must be okay with exactly where you're at, completely being at peace before you can flip it. And this is a lot of the problems because we're designed to avoid pain.
Yeah.
Not turn around and walk into it. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. In essence, we're walking into the thing and we're changing it. Know a thing and it shall set you free. Right. So here we go. So now we're going to do the recode part. So here we go, brother. I choose to like test this out. I give myself permission. We'll test out real quick. We'll do both. So I choose to love my fear into my courage and my faith. Get it?
I choose to love my fear into my courage and my faith.
Great. Smiling the whole time, head saying yes. Now track your chest where you had tension and tell me if it's any more relaxed.
The chest is more relaxed. The throat is still tight, but the chest is relaxed. Yes.
Perfect. Check this out. So the chest, the throat. Words for separation, right? So my chest, my throat, my family, the family. Now that's important because that just tells us that someone's not fully home yet. That's okay. It's just code, right? So this is what we call the language of T's or the domain of T's. This, that, these, them, they, it. Those are all words that, when they're put in, will separate us from
Yes.
feeling our
Yeah.
stuff,
Yes,
right?
personalizing, yeah.
100%. And as you're, again, as you're tracking and you're being with yourself throughout the day, you can pick these things up when you're listening to yourself.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring your observer online, but it just takes a little bit of time, right? And I'll help you. I always do a one-time free call with all my people to help you out. So I'll give you some instruction, right? So here we go. So here's what we know. Let's recap. Awareness, we scanned our body. We started off with a three stutter. We went to our body to track the location. They were accurate. They're always going to be accurate, right? Just test it for yourself. B is breathe. We tracked where we were breathing from. We know for a fact that if we're breathing from our chest, that's fight or flight or freeze. That's okay. We just need to know that so we can get out of it and change it. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. We go awareness, breathe. First R is release. I give myself permission to feel my fear and it's okay. Or when you're on your chart, like let's say you got something in your throat, I give myself permission to feel my sorrow and it's okay. Or I give myself permission to feel my sadness and it's okay. It's third grader stuff. Okay. Now we're going to go to the recode, which once we identify where we're at, only then, and then only, can we shift it into what we're choosing to be. And that's what we just did. I choose to love my fear into my courage and my faith. We might even have, his body took it as a yes, so we know he's in rapport now. If there would have been like a no, I give myself permission to love my fear into my courage and my faith. That will be the next layer to that. And right now, while you're kind of learning this, it might be better for you to use I give myself permission. That way you can nail it the first time, every time. Because once you get into rapport and you cleaned up your traumas, when you give your body a command, your body's like, okay, we're moving.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep.
The last piece, and then we'll tighten up with some questions. The last A, so we have A, B, R, A. The last A is appreciation and aligned action. So if I was doing this by myself, or when you do this by yourself, the last A is just being grateful. Man, I'm grateful for our conversation. Grateful we came across this new wisdom. All I'm doing is I'm elevating my emotional well-being back up to enthusiasm. That's it. Once I get to that point, then I'm going to take aligned action because now I'm being the person that I choose to be. So therefore, I have changed where I'm functioning at in my world. So now I'm going to take action from that state. Make sense?
Yeah,
All
makes
right,
complete
let's
sense.
review. What questions can you get? We went through a lot.
I don't know if I have questions. I have a lot of praise and a lot of gratitude for what we just went through. I think what you shared is amazing. And I think it works. Like you said, I have, even now, still, I feel a sense of relaxation. I had, when we started this, I had tight shoulders. I had the tightness in the throat, the tightness in the
Clean.
chest.
You want to clean your throat up real quick?
Yeah.
Good, right? So here we go. Again, here's what we're doing. And family, check this out. I'm going to show you a little trick while we're cleaning our brother up real quick. Pull a person up to your mind that you've had issues with in your past. Okay? When you pull them up, what you're going to say, I give myself permission to feel my feelings and it's okay. That's important because that's the gateway to be able to access what I am feeling. Because I've had people who knew they were off their rocker, and I knew they were too, but they couldn't feel anything because they made a commitment they didn't want to feel.
Yes.
So I had to say, all right, I give myself permission to feel my feelings and it's okay. And I got them to say that as soon as they said that, then they checked back in their body, like, oh, I do got some tightness in my throat or my chest. That's okay. All we're doing is bringing people back home so they can feel what's going on because your temple is divine. It really is immaculate. Once we understand how to communicate with it, because we haven't got an instruction manual, we've been lied to, all the information we've been taught is just garbage. I really, when I turned 30, decided I'm gonna rewire my education because what I've been taught is pointless. If you don't know about body language, you don't know about nutrition and you don't know about language, those are the first three places I encourage you to start investing some time and get some skill sets, of which I can help you with all. But here's the point. Those are direct operating system advancements and upgrades. And if we don't have that communication or ways to install those new identities, guess what? They ain't going to change, which means your defaults are going to function. So if you find yourself having success and then going back down, having success and going back down in your money, your health, your wealth, your love, your self-expression, that's all identity stuff. For those of you who can see this, I've been 250 three different times. And the reason why I did it three different times, because I didn't change who I was being the first two times. But I didn't know that. Okay, no one told me that, right? So this is what we're talking about. So review, we're going to go help Ron with his throat. So we're going through awareness. We are aware he has tension in his throat. That's the first piece. We just cleaned up fear, which is chest. Now we're going to do the three. Okay. So tracking breathing always. I give myself, and just pick one, Ron, and we can go through both. Just sorrow or sadness, whichever one resonates with you. Just use that one first. I give myself permission to feel my sorrow or my sadness, and it's okay.
I give myself permission to feel my sorrow, and it's okay.
Good, right? Eyes open, present, head saying yes, we're golden, right? Now, here's how fast it is. We're going to recode it. I choose to love my sadness into my joy.
I choose to love my sadness into my joy.
Perfect. Heads, yes. Track your throat. Is it any looser?
Yeah, it's
Okay.
starting to loosen up a little bit. Yep.
Here's what we know. Every time you go through a sequence or a cycle, is what I call it, check back in. The fact that there's still some there, we're going to test out sorrow. Okay, so then we'll get both of them, because this is what happens. I'm like, oh, it's looser or something, but if it doesn't go away, that means that sorrow is also in there too. And it's
Yeah.
just,
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
I give myself permission
I
to
give
feel
myself
my sorrow.
permission. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I give myself permission to feel my sorrow, and it's okay.
I give myself permission to feel my sorrow, and it's okay.
Now, here's the recode, family. This is how fast it works. I choose to love my sorrow into my joy.
I choose to love my sorrow into my joy.
Perfect. And I give myself permission to move forward.
And I give myself permission to move forward.
All right. Track your throat. What you got?
Feels good. Feels
Great.
good. Yeah.
So here's what we know. Okay. We know we tracked the location. I'll give you my chart for free. But what we were working on is we did fear first. For those of you just listening, we did fear first, which was chest, tighten the chest. And then we went up to throat, which is sorrow or sadness. We went through sadness first, and some of it alleviated. And then we went to sorrow next, and the rest of it alleviated. That's how you know. If you do some work on yourself and it loosens up, but it doesn't go away, that's okay. You're peeling back an onion layer every time. So every bit of work that you do is bringing yourself back into your divine expression, because we are eliminating everything else that you are not, right? And all we're doing is go back and track. Once you go through a cycle, it's really simple. Release and recode, and you saw how fast, like once we weren't having to teach and do some context, I give myself permission to feel my sorrow, and it's okay. I choose to love my sorrow and my joy, and I give myself permission to move forward. Voila, back to the races. It is that simple.
Right. We are out of time, but this has been so awesome, and I am deeply thankful for you being here. It's been educational. It's been so helpful. It's actually transformative, right? Because you're sharing information, practical information that people can use to
Yeah.
actually make a difference in their lives. So this has been really amazing, and I am truly thankful.
Yeah, I appreciate you being open-minded, my man, because I got the easy part.
No, I know it takes some willingness to be open to this. I do understand that. But sometimes when you've been through so much in life and you've tried other things and they haven't really helped you, maybe the best thing to do is to be open and try other things still.
I tell people, look, what's the most expensive thing you could ever own?
I don't know, pain.
A closed mind.
Close my There we go. There we go. That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Brian. And tell us how people can connect with you.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple different ways. The best thing to do is use my text message number, because it comes directly to me. And if something happens on my social media, because my information is heavily censored and heavily banned. So getting on my text message service, when you do this, I'll give this to you and I'll put it in the show notes. My number is 512-648-4000. 5440. When you text me, just comment the word chart. Don't do a period. Don't do exclamation. Don't say, hey, Brian, I will see you. Just do the word chart. That way this will pop up and you can save it as your screensaver. I have all my clients do that because once you pull it as your screensaver, you throw out your phone when you're using your phone during the day, it's going to condition you to track what's going on, right? So you can do that. But you can also go to brianjohnsoncoaching.com, Brian with an I, and that will get you access to me. And then we can always do a one-time free chat. So I'll help you out from there.
Awesome. 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 Great. And I hope the audience takes advantage of that. I think Brian has so much to offer and it's truly life-changing. So thank you again. And to the rest of you, thanks for listening and we'll see you soon. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you were able to take some inspiration or something of value from today's show. To access all of the resources and links mentioned, please head on over to copeandchill.com or our video-based podcast on our YouTube channel at Cope and Chill, where you will find the show notes for today's episode. That's Cope and Chill, CopeandChill.com. And for information about upcoming episodes, check us out on Instagram at Cope and Chill. And don't forget to like and subscribe if you're joining us from YouTube, and leave a comment wherever you're joining us from. Please come back and join us again for next week's episode. But until then, take care of yourselves.